Attorney General Mike DeWine's months-long investigation into Planned Parenthood abortion clinics in Ohio turned up no evidence that the organization was selling body parts of aborted fetuses, as had been alleged in a video that went viral nationwide. But DeWine filed legal action against those three clinics, saying the medical waste vendors they use were dumping fetal remains into landfills. And that's something Republican State Representative Kyle Kaler says distresses him.
Whether they're selling body parts or simply tossing them into landfills doesn't matter to me anymore. As a legislator, I can no longer stand by and trust what Planned Parenthood does with the body of aborted babies.
Kaler is one of the Republican sponsors of a bill that would require women who undergo abortions at clinics or who are treated for miscarriages at hospitals sign a form designating burial or cremation of fetal remains. And the cost of that would be passed on to the facility, which could then pass it on to the woman being treated. While she personally opposes abortion rights, Representative Barbara Sears says this bill is not politically motivated.
The idea of respectfully treating the remains of an infant who's been aborted, I think, is critical. And I think that you can see how we treat our own childhood pets, you know, when we're disposing of them in a very respectful way. You know, I think that people are shocked. And I don't think that it matters whether you're Republican or Democrat or independent or oblivious to politics altogether.
Representative Robert McCauley says there are still details to work out, such as whether there would be specific cemeteries for the bodies or places where cremains could be spread. Right now in Ohio, he says the state does not record the name of women who get abortions. And he says while the state would require all women to sign this form, the goal would not be to start a statewide registry of sorts.
There's nothing in there that requires specific person-by-person names and information to be disclosed of to the Department of Health. And if there is, then we would remove that.
But Gabriel Mann of NARAL Pro-Choice Ohio says this legislation and the stated need for it is all politics.
This law that Ohio Planned Parenthood affiliates have been following has been in effect for 40 years, 3 months, and 14 days. And nobody had any problems with them following the law until Ohio Attorney General Mike DeWine had to announce that Planned Parenthood was following the law. And they got very frustrated by the fact that he had to tell the truth, and now they need a new law.
Mann says there's absolutely no need for a new law regarding fetal remains.
None of this is medically necessary. The only reason that these bills are being introduced is because they want to try and harass abortion providers and harass women that are seeking a safe and legal procedure.
Danielle Craig with Planned Parenthood of Southwest Ohio says her organization is constantly under attack by this legislature. And she says it hurts women who have to make difficult choices.
The bigger issue is what this means for the women of Ohio. You know, each time one of these new regulations is introduced, that's more burden on the woman that comes in to see us. You know, and I think that's the really unfortunate part.
But Stephanie Kreider with Ohio Right to Life doesn't see this as a burden for women. She says she doesn't think it's unfair to require women who have had miscarriages to sign the proposed form.
Absolutely, we're sensitive to that. But in 2006, I believe, we passed a law that allowed for fetal death certificates to be issued by the Ohio Department of Health. I think it's actually called a certificate of life or stillbirth. And those are available now to women who miscarry after 20 weeks gestation. We would have preferred to make those available at any point in gestation, and at the time it was something that the Ohio Department of Health pushed back on.
Unlike those certificates, which women can choose to get, the document to designate how to deal with fetal remains would be mandatory, and it would extend to all fetal remains, regardless of the stage in pregnancy. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.